With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Diplomatic efforts intensifying as international mediators working very closely now to establish a deal between Israel and Hamas. BBC correspondent Anna Foster.
It seems to be that in this latest iteration of the deal, there had been some movement in terms of potentially agreeing to talk about a permanent ceasefire. Now, from Israel's point of view, of course, its priority at the moment is trying to ensure the release of all the remaining hostages that are being held in Gaza. One of Hamas's key priorities is to try and get some sort of agreement towards a permanent ceasefire rather than a temporary one. So while it seems that the two sides are moving closer together, there is still a disconnect, I think, on that point, and I think also on the number of hostages to be released. Now, originally, we were told the number that was being talked about was around 40. These are people who are in what's considered the humanitarian category. Of course, the question is how many of those hostages are still alive.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican National Committee filing suit seeking to prevent Nevada from counting mail ballots received after Election Day. Bernie Bennett has more.
The law, passed by Democrats in 2021, permits the tallying of mail ballots received up to 4 days after Election Day, provided the envelopes are postmarked by the end of the day. The lawsuit says the provision also assumes that envelopes received 3 days after Election Day that don't have a postmark indicating otherwise were posted in time. Republicans contend that this violates the U.S. Constitution's requirement that there be a single day for Election Day. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley said in a statement, quote, Nevada's ballot receipt deadline clearly violates federal law and undermines election integrity in the state. Ballots received days after Election Day should not be counted. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Heavy flooding continuing in Houston. Conditions there worsened early this morning. This is SRN News. Stern warning from a religious freedom advocate.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern and spends most of his time monitoring persecution in foreign lands. But lately he's become concerned about what's happening in the U.S. King tells the Christian Post that the trends ICC has been studying around the globe for decades are now beginning to manifest themselves in this country. He points to hate speech laws, hostile courts, and liberal school boards. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states challenging the new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee filing a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Biden rules mean the legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier will also allow it easier for women to have an abortion. This is SRN News. College sports video games, well, they're back.
Video game developer EA Sports is breaking back into the college football world 11 years after lawsuits over using players' likeness without compensation froze the franchise. EA Sports in 2021 announced it would be reviving the franchise. 3 years later, the game is scheduled to be released this summer with a full reveal promised in May. Details so far have been few, but players' names and likeness will be real. John Scott reporting.
Lawmakers in Hawaii wrapping up a legislative session that focused on addressing Maui's needs following last year's deadly wildfire. They also took on Hawaii's housing shortage, tax cuts, and measures to support distinctive Hawaii agricultural products like macadamia nuts and coffee. Lawmakers also tackled Hawaii's acute housing shortage. More details at SRNnews.com.